You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Before we get started, I have to clear up a little discrepancy here. Apparently the other night, or within the last week, because I've been getting a lot of email about this, and I even received one telephone call. Apparently somebody called the Alex Jones broadcast and asked him why he didn't have me on the air, or asked him something about me. Alex Jones said he had me on the air once before, several years ago, and had to cut me off the air because of the foul language that I used. So on the air tonight, I'm going to tell you, Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, miserable, stinking little coward liar. Now let me say that again so there's no mistake about it. You can all tell Alex Jones that I said this, and I suspect he's listening because he does. Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, stinking, rotten little coward liar. I was only on the Alex Jones show one time. It was years ago when I didn't know who he was, when I didn't realize what a liar and a coward and a sensationalist bullshit artist that he is. He was on one little FM station down in Texas. He wasn't on all the stuff that he's on now. And I agreed to be on his broadcast. That's when I was doing guest appearances on broadcasts, years ago. I was not cut off. I did not use any kind of foul language whatsoever. He treated me very well, and I stayed on for the whole show. Some of you in Texas know that that's true because you heard the broadcast and you taped it. Later, when I found out who Alex Jones was and what he was doing to the truth, and what a cowardly liar and sensationalist he really is, every time he called me after that, I have always refused to appear on his broadcast. Absolutely refused to lend him any credibility whatsoever by appearing on his broadcast. And that made him very angry. I've also revealed him for the lying, sensationalist, bullshit artist that he is by every once in a while bringing to your attention the lies and the deceit and the rumors that he spreads over the airwaves that are not good for any of us, and they're not good for the nation. They are especially not good for militia and patriots. The most disgusting broadcast he ever did was on New Year's Eve, the year 2000, the New Year's Eve 1999, bringing in the year 2000, which he went completely out of his mind and claimed that Russia had launched intercontinental ballistic missiles with multiple warheads at the United States of America and actually panicked millions of people who were putting their children and their belongings in their cars and heading for the hills. Now, there's lots of things that can be said about me. Nobody needs to lie about me. Sometimes I am irritating. Sometimes I absolutely will not suffer fools and am just as rude as I can be. Nobody has to lie about me, Alex Jones. So I suggest that the next time somebody calls your broadcast and asks them about me, you tell the truth. There's lots of truth that you can tell about me. But don't ever lie on me, buddy, because I'll chop you off at your ankles. I will chew you up. I will spit you out for the lying, stinking, rotten little coward that you are. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all I have to say about Mr. Sensationalist, Lying, Rumor-Mongering, Bullshit Artist, Alex Jones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
Listen, that Alex Jones interview was directly after you published the Veritas June 26, 1998 issue about the Cooper family being targeted by the feds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, and back in 1996. Did he kick me off the air?
No, he's a liar, and you've pointed it out, and I heard that interview, and you were nothing but cordial.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
Alex Jones is a miserable, rotten, little, stinking, cowardly, bull-faced liar. Boy, you know, all of these people ought to know better than to mess with me, because I don't take any crap from anybody. And if I'm not afraid of the whole machinations of the entire government Gestapo, what in the hell makes Alex Jones think that I would ever be afraid of his cowardly little rotten butt? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know, I verify what you said about that Alex Jones interview. They had it archived on the Internet at one time, and I did hear that interview, and there was nothing wrong with what you did.
And I wasn't thrown off the air, was I?
Not a bit.
No. And that's the only interview I ever did with Alex Jones. As soon as I found out what he was doing and who he really was, he's called me back at least 100 times since then, and I've always told him to take a hike. So anyway, thank you.
You bet.
I appreciate that. 520-333-4578 is the number. I may make some mistakes, folks, but I don't do what these other clowns do. I said sooner or later they're going to have to define the word terrorist. And
okay.
We will know what they're up to when they do it. And it wouldn't surprise me to see American patriots and militias somehow twisted into this definition. I wish you guys, when you listen to me, would really listen to me.
We try. We record.
Well, most of the time you hear what you want to hear, or you hear something that I never said. And that bothers me. That's how we got to the point where we're at right now, is everybody trusting and believing and, you know, not questioning anything. And that's exactly the way they want you to be. The majority of the American population are dumber than earthworms. Yeah, the level of ignorance in this country is way beyond belief. It's beyond understanding. It's beyond acceptance. It's not acceptable. I don't give a damn about the patriot community in general. I do my own research. I document what I find. It's based upon evidence. I don't care if anybody likes me or doesn't like me. Most of the so-called patriot community are a bunch of liars and scam artists and socialists who just can't wait to get all they can out of the government while pretending to be against big government. It has been the policy of the United States government since World War II, since during World War II, as a matter of fact, to be the instrument through which world government is created, brought about, and made a reality. The whole thing is a creation of the United States. It's all about world government. And
right.
Everybody has to be controlled. They want to enslave the entire human race. Did you hear Larry King live tonight, folks, where Alexander Haig and Cap Weinberger were talking about how these terrorists were so despicable because they attacked civilians, and they killed over 6,000 civilians, and we've never done that in our history, and it's such a despicable thing. We always only attack military targets. That's a bold-faced lie. We bombed the city of Dresden in World War II with firebombs and killed over 150,000 in one night, women and children and old men, all civilians, all non-combatants. Alexander Haig, Caspar Weinberger, you're liars. You lied tonight. We also bombed Hiroshima and killed over 150,000 or more civilians, non-combatants, including American prisoners of war who were in a camp there, including two of the largest Christian centers in Japan. Did the same thing in Nagasaki. Alexander Haig and Cap Weinberger, you lied tonight on the Larry King broadcast. And I don't like liars. I don't like hypocrisy. Tell the truth or shut up. You're listening to William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, and now you know why.